Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
World Briefing from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILO programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director today is Jason Croft. Tom Rogers is here with our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The kite runner is apparently too strong for most high school sophomores. That was the ruling of the Champaign Unit 4 School Board last night. They voted 5-2 to remove Khaled Hosseini's novel about Afghanistan from the required summer reading list for an honors English course. Last night's vote came on a complaint from a parent who said her daughter was too young to be reading a novel that includes a scene where a boy is raped by an older boy. Board member Sue Gray says The Kite Runner is a compelling and emotional page-turner, but she thinks many parents, including herself, wouldn't want to see it on a required reading list for 14-year-old students.
You know, when a kid's 14, the parent still has a choice of what their children can do and not do. And when we require a book, even though you can opt out, I still think we've taken the parent and the family out of the picture.
The Unit 4 Board's removal of The Kite Runner from the sophomore honors course ran counter to a recommendation from a parent-teacher committee to form to study the complaint. It also ran against some of the teachers who teach the course using the book. After the vote, one of them accused the school board of censorship, while another said The Kite Runner was the only book in the course that her students really related to. Unit 4 officials promise a new school in Savoy if the school facility sales tax passes in Champaign County next Tuesday. And Savoy Village trustees showed their support for the idea at a special joint meeting last night with the two boards. Most Savoy school children live more than a mile and a half from a Unit 4 school. That means they lack a so-called Proximity A school that most of them could attend under the school district's schools of choice policy. Instead, Savoy children attend schools scattered throughout Unit 4. Trustee Joan Dykstra says that's a longtime disadvantage for her town.
Many people in the city of Champaign have more than one school that they could choose in a Proximity A. We have none. So obviously, with the growth of Savoy and the fact that we pay the exact rate that anyone else in Unit 4 does, we certainly deserve to have a school here.
Dykstra says she's usually opposed to tax hike proposals, but she says the countywide school sales tax is different, in part because it would draw revenue from U of I students who don't pay property taxes. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says the one-cent tax would pay for construction of a $13 million elementary school in Savoy to open in 3 years on land donated by a local developer. Sales tax revenue would also pay for new Northside classrooms, and it would pay off Unit 4's outstanding bond debt, allowing a 10-cent cut in the property tax rate. A push to privatize the Illinois Lottery faces a new roadblock, the U.S. Justice Department. The department's issued an opinion saying that states can hire companies to manage their lotteries, but the states must maintain control and make key decisions. In other words, they can't simply lease the entire operation to a private company and then step aside. That's what's been discussed in Illinois. Officials say privatizing the lottery could bring in more than $10 billion. They want to use the money to pay for a statewide construction program to repair roads and bridges. Illinois officials are reviewing the Justice Department opinion to see if there's any way around its conclusions. The state of Illinois says it's collected more than $13 million in back child support under a year-old law. It allows the state to suspend the driver's licenses of parents who aren't paying up. The Department of Human and Family Services forwards the name of those owing more than $2,500 in support to the Secretary of State's office, which sends warnings out. The state says about 14,000 people have contacted the state to arrange payments since the program began, with about 650 driver's licenses suspended. A new statewide poll gives Republican Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels a wider lead over his Democratic challenger. The South Bend Tribune WSBT poll released today finds 53% support Daniels, while 41% support Democrat Jill Long Thompson. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. The University of Illinois has never experienced a massive oil spill, but utility workers from the Urbana campus, along with Champaign and Urbana fire officials, want to be prepared. A drill was held this morning near the U of I oil tanks on the southwest end of campus. The simulation called for a hose break near a fuel truck, releasing oil at about 300 gallons a minute toward a storm drain, which eventually flows into the Embra River. In reality, a few hundred gallons of water was spilled from a fire hydrant. Rick Rundis is the environmental and safety engineer for campus utilities. He says doing the drill each year keeps all involved on their toes and tests communication systems.
Working with a variety of different agencies in an emergency response and trying to ensure that we're getting all the pieces of the puzzle sorted out so that if we do have an actual emergency, everybody's aware of their roles and responsibilities, how we need to respond, what the appropriate actions are.
The water, which masqueraded as oil, was quickly absorbed with booms, and sand was delivered to the scene just to ensure it could be dumped in the event of an emergency. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain.